house. Don't think that ever happened, and everybody is singing along with that song. That is, thank you. That was cool. And I love the way Jeff and Carrie play that, so thank you.
Thank you.
You're great. We love you, Lumen. The song has a sermon in the middle of it. Does anybody want to do a guest sermon? I'll start doing that. I'm going to start having a guest sermon. That's a good idea. You got to prepare, so I'm going to make an announcement before it happens. Unless we're at Wild Goose Fest, and there's a lot of preachers there. Somebody will do it. Yes, I'm a Methodist. I was raised a Methodist, and there's a lot of stuff going on in that church right now. Change is coming. It's coming. I'll do this for all the Methodists. They're, I always call Methodists the sporty religion. Because when I meet another Methodist, I know it. It's like, you're on the softball team. What's in that water? Dude, I'm going to send this out to Dalton Rushing down in Atlanta, Decatur First Methodist. He's a great preacher. And I love this guy so much. He's like changing things. And I'm going to send it out to Dalton. One of the things I love about Dalton is, now, I grew up in this church. I don't go there very much anymore because I'm up here all the time. But one time I went, and there was a man sleeping in the doorway of the church. And I was like, and I went in, and the sermon was happening and all that stuff, and I talked to him afterwards. And this guy was sleeping there for weeks, and Dalton let him stay and fed him and all that stuff, when most people would have just, at a church, would have pushed him out of the way because it gets in the way of people walking in the door. But he wanted people to see that guy and have to walk around him to get in the building. Because then you got to think about it. I love that man for doing it. Man, that was smart. You know. Okay. Anyway, enough of my... Let's skip the sermon this one. Okay, will y'all play it and I'll just smile.
Jordan, Judea, Jericho, Somalia.
don't care what color your skin was or your station of life. He was a traveling man. He loved everybody he came across. He knew we'd all come from that same cradle. Y'all know the one down in Africa, the cradle of all human kind. Jesus, he knew all about migration. He knew it meant walking miles in someone else's shoes. He saw the world as a challenge. He came to be a healer, break the shackles of oppression. Just like Greer appeared to many.